CLC, and who are you? You are on deck. Well, good morning. I wasn't sure if you'd be around yet or not. I finally made it to the basement. Only took me about 5 minutes, a couple of steps, sit on the step, two more, three more steps. I can't even imagine what it's going to take me to get back upstairs, Bill.
Well, at least you made it down there in record time. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, it's better than nothing. I started, you know, you get these things in your head, or at least I do. I get things that I know I have to do, and I come down with the purpose of getting on the radio just to BS for a little while. And next thing I know, I'm in two different projects, tearing apart something that's busted, trying to repair it, found the circuit board that's bad. Great time here. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, good for you. It's good to stay busy. What was wrong? One of your radios not working, or what?
Yeah, it's a cutter that I a vibrating saw, for the right word. My DeWalt, it's not that old, and it's only got about 100 hours on it, but apparently it just decided to up and die on me, and I started pricing the parts for the repair. The circuit board's over $200, and it's like, nah, I can buy one on eBay to use. Someone don't use it anymore for 50 probably, so I'll scout around to find what I'm looking for.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's cheaper just to buy a new one than to go find, you know, brand new parts for those things, and I think that's intentional. But yeah, find one that nobody's using. Oh, pardon me, that nobody's using, or, you know, pick up a scrap somewhere. But yeah, I agree with you, and they don't make these things to last anymore. It used to be you could buy a tool and it would almost last you your lifetime.
Yeah, that's in good old days when people cared about their workmanship. So far, I've found, you know, after taking this thing apart and taking the nuts and screws and the chassis apart, I'm finding things where there was parts left inside of it just floating around inside the casing. I don't see where they go. There's no loose screws anywhere. So I found nuts, lack of grease in a few spots, you know, just stupid stuff, but maybe it was put together on a Friday or a Monday morning, let's say that. That way they had their busy weekend and got partying down, and when they came back Monday, they just didn't care.
Well, most likely it was a bunch of overworked, overtired Chinese people, underpaid.
Oh, yeah, that's highly possible. Purse makers, you know, I watch these commercials and see things that, being ex-government, I find things on there that are kind of despairing. I mean, there's no reason to work people to death, men or women, or kids, for that matter. I've seen some videos with these kids that are running sewing machines. It's just upsetting. I mean, the kids can't be 15, 13, maybe 10, 12, you know, young kids. And they're working their butts off for 50 cents a week or something. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we've got, you know, people screaming in this country about slavery that was 200 years ago, but they're not saying anything about the slavery going on this day and age all around the world.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's atrocious is what it is, but there ain't nothing we can do except try and correct it, and if they don't want to be corrected, there's always going to be the outlaws that run under the table. No matter how long, when, where, what you hit them with, get in jail term. That's like this animal cruelty stuff. My God, it's unbelievable what people do to their animals. Chain them up outside 10 below zero. They don't think nothing about it. And I would just love to have someone do that in front of me, or the guy that whips the hell out of his dog because he didn't hit right on the moment. And no, not happening. I may be old, but I'm wiry. Go ahead.
You just can't navigate the stairs quickly, that's all, but you still got it, bud. No, I'm with you. I don't understand why people have animals in the first place, but they're not going to pay attention to them. What's the point?
Couldn't agree with you more. And that's just where I go most of the times. Like me and Oliver, Oliver's my golden retriever. And he's so spoiled. He's just, if I'm here, he's here. And where I am, he am too. And he goes out with me. Then my Shih Tzu, before she died, she went to work with me for 30 years. I'd take her to work. She'd go underneath my desk. And I'd be filling out and handing out assignments for the guys. And, oh, you know, here's Winnie waiting on treats because everybody would bring her in a bone or a biscuit or something, a cookie. And she was just, she gained so much weight. I had to put her on a diet when I retired. I said, time for you to go get skinny. And she did, but then she died on me. So, but she was 18. She had a good year.
Yeah, we have one of those runt dogs here at the house as well, Boss of Us. She's an English setter, a tricolor English setter. Her name is Pi, and she's 10 years old. She'll be 11 in April, and she acts like a puppy. She'll be 11. Oh, she'll be 10. Okay. My mistake.
Doesn't matter as long as she's healthy and happy. Have you ever had your dog's teeth pulled?
No, we have not. Basically because they say that they have to knock them out to do it, and we've put it off because I just don't want to knock her out. And so we thought, well, if she ever does have to be knocked out, they can do her teeth at the same time. They're not too bad, but they could be done.
Yeah, that's a plus. That's something you should do, really. Knocking them out. They give them just enough sedative to... Sometimes they're not completely out. They're in the twilight zone and just don't care what you're doing. But Winnie, they had to knock her out. And, you know, that was, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. The thing that got me was when it was all said and done, they had to pull two of her back teeth that were cavity ridden, I guess, and they had to pull them out. So the bill went from $390 to almost $500. And it's like, good God Almighty, don't cost me that much to have my teeth cleaned, and they're not even mine anymore. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I know these pet places, they have you coming and going. It's expensive. But no, this little girl, she can chew a tree to a stump if she wanted to. We can't give her any of those little soft, cushy toys because she'll eat the squeak out of them. But we have to get her those real hard things that are for aggressive chewers. But a couple of years ago, Terry was trimming the lilac forest and cut off a branch. It was probably about 1.5 inches in diameter, and cut it into a workable size for her, and she has yet to chew that thing up. That is some hard wood, but anything else, she just shreds. She'll turn it into a shiv.
Oh, yeah. I do the same thing. Mine ain't lilac bushes, though, but we got maple trees and bigger branches. Sometimes the wind knocks them down, and Oliver will run out there and grab a couple, 4 or 5 of them, and stack pile them up on the deck under his, I got a, one of the benches that I made is in the, against the house, and I put a canvas over it so it's water don't get through the slots or slits in the wood. And, you know, that's her, or his, I should say, home. When I let him out and he gets tired of laying in the sun or wants cold water, he goes underneath that bench and just curls up and goes to sleep for a few hours, nice and cool under there for him. It's against the house. And, you know, after about an hour, I get worried about him and go out and get him, and he's right there for me. He's always wanting to go play, and he's getting old. He's a little younger than yours. Ollie is, I believe he's seven. About seven, give or take a year. I got it marked down, but I never remember it. But he's quite the card. He wants to play. Constantly run, get the ball, throw the ball. Come on, throw the ball. I want to go get the ball. And he'll do that about 10 times, and then he just flops down and says, okay, that's enough. I'm going to sleep now.
Yeah, she will go and go and go until she just collapses. But how does Ollie like the snow?
It's playtime. All over. He'll get out there and roll in it. Play in it, roll in it, come back. Just, he looks like the abominable snowman when he comes back in. We got to chase him out the back door and tell him to go shake off. And you know, the sucker will do
it. Yeah, Pi's the same way. She loves the snow. She goes out and she slides down the hill. So we call it, you know, go out there and go snow plowing, because she just comes in covered, and it's all stuck to her because she's got like a, you know, the longer hair on her legs, and she's got the typical setter cut, and it's kind of grown out. So all this wet snow just clings to her in big fat balls, and oh my gosh, it's so hard to get off of her. But we don't have the heart to say no. She just has so much fun. And then Terry will go out and he'll start shoveling. And he tosses it at her up in the air, and she just jumps right into it. She just, oh, I've never seen an animal have so much fun in the snow. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. That's the way they like it. They just got to play when they got to play, and they know what you're doing. Mine likes to play snowballs. And I will throw a snowball at him, and he'll run around it and avoid it. Definitely, he knows it's coming. And he'll watch me out of, you can see him watching me out of the side of his eye, you know, and you get ready to throw it, all of a sudden he'll jump over about 3 feet and then start bouncing around like a rabbit, waiting on me to throw that darn snowball. And he's quite the card, but he's got the same hair yours does. It's real long, comes out between their toes. And I usually, when it starts getting warm, they're not real hot weather dogs, you know, 70, 75, no sweat, 80. But he gets panting and real bad, so I give him cool water. And I take him over to the dog salon and have them give him a bath and a sponge and a deep basting, and then trim him down to 3/8 of an inch or half inch long hair. And by winter time, fall when it gets here, it's all grown back out again. You'd never know how handsome he was before that.
Oh, I know. She looks so nice when she goes to the bump shop and gets all trimmed up. And lately, we've been used to only have to do it like twice a year. But lately, we're looking at 3 or 4 times. Her hair is just growing so quickly and so thick. That she's got to go to the bump shop more often than not, just about the same as me. But in the summertime, we take her over to the park and she loves to swim because it's, you know, when it gets real hot, the way she likes to run, I just don't like her to do it because she overheats so quickly. So we stick her in the lake to get her exercise, and she loves it. We got to chuck it, and Terry will chuck the ball out into the lake, and she goes after it and brings it back.
N-A-G-Y-U. Yes, you're right. The same thing as mine. But I got her her own swimming pool, or him, I should say. One of those kids' swimming pools from Walmart. You know, there's, I don't know, $5, $6, something like that, about 8 inches deep. And I fill that up with water for him every year. He's been running that in that. He just walks over there and flops down in it, curls up, puts his head on the rim of the swimming pool, and kids are not allowed. And that's funny. Between that and koi, a couple times he's jumped in the koi pond to cool off because I didn't give him enough water in his personal pool. So he goes out and swims with the koi.
NAVLC. Well, this is where we differ. We went and got her years ago a little blue pool, I'm assuming that's what you're talking about, and filled it up, and she wouldn't have anything to do with it. She would put her front feet in there and look back at it like, what am I supposed to do with this? So she never took to the little blue pool, but she will run and jump off a dock or, you know, plow off the beach into the water any day of the week. But, no, she will not get into a pool. Not one of those little baby pools. Not a chance.
Yeah, well, it didn't take him long to get used to that. And, in fact, I think, well, before the two minkins died on me, or got rid of one of them, the minkins are another kind of a breed that's half, they look like a Doberman if you don't know what they are. They're a Doberman, but in miniature, sub-miniature, you know, 5 pound range, 7 pounds. And I had a male and female, not for breeding, because I have all my animals are fixed, but, you know, they was the ones that started it, and Oliver was just a baby at that time. And I brought him in, and he was looking at these minkins, and they're a quarter his size. And Jesus, criminy, they went in and got in their pools, and they started having fun. And the next thing you know, Oliver's in the pool, and can't keep him out of the darn thing now. He just wants to be a pool person, you know. Can I get you a drink, monsieur?
Yeah, it's kind of surprising the length we'll go for our animals, isn't it? I mean, true pet lovers.
Oh, you betcha it is. And my mother, she's, well, my dad liked Basset hounds. He always had a Basset. And once upon a time, I had St. Bernards. Great dog, but God, are they a mess. They're just slobbering, just drooling all the time. Other than that, they're great dogs. But, you know, the Minpins, total different creatures. They're not like dogs. They're, I guess that would be the, I can't even explain them. They're like jackrabbits that are black and tan. That's the easiest way. Man, they can be standing still. The next thing you know, they're over a quarter acre from my property running around chasing cats or something. I mean, they can really lickety-split when they want to. Anyway, okay. Well, you go have a great day. I called you a few times on the HD, but apparently it wasn't working. I did buy coax for that antenna that I'm suspicious about. One of these days, if I can't get it for myself, I'll be coming by and unscrew one and screw the other one in for me. It's just on the garage, so it's only about 10 or 12 feet up. So, but anyway, that's another day down the road. I prefer to be more helpful than that, but right at the moment it's not. But now that I'm coming down, maybe I will. Who knows? Anyway, Vic, have a great day. Tell your YL I said hello if he's not listening already. And we will talk to you maybe a little later today or tomorrow. Who knows when? I'm always trying to get on. I just never seem to get the right time to do it. Anyway, I'll say 7-3s to one and all. I wish everyone a new year and all that good stuff that rolls around when it comes for change of the year. and we will talk at you later. N-A-G-Y-E, covering with N-A-T-L-C. Goodbye.
Well, it was real nice hearing from you, Rick, and it was just, I had just turned on the radio, and you weren't 30 seconds later calling me, so that was kind of cool. But you have a nice day, and I'll keep the radio on all day. I'm doing kitchen duty today. I'm going to be stuck in the kitchen all day, so I'll be listening for you if you manage to get down in the basement and do some more talking, and I will talk to you later as well. Have a great day. 73 NADLC to NADYU. Out.
73, Stuart, take it easy.
Come on, Dickie, I know you're listening. TX, what is TX? Tools.
Yeah, you don't need to key up. Somebody on Echo Link has their space bar pushed yet. They forgot to unkey on their cable that's up here. Whoever that was on Echo Link, you can't forget to unkey. Give it a sugar.
Yeah, this is KEHYGV on Echo Link, and I apologize. I must have hit the space bar and held it down and tied up the repeater.
No harm, no foul. Everybody does it, so. I heard you talking, probably, you gotta be careful because some stuff can be said that you want everybody to hear, so, no problem, glad you got it, keep it up there.
This is KE8YGV calling N8VLC. Good afternoon, Vicki, or good morning, Vicki. I know you're in the kitchen. Give me a shout out.
This is N8VLC. Go ahead.
I eavesdropped for a few seconds on your last conversation, and you ended by saying you'll be in the kitchen, so I wondered what you were cooking up.
Well, today I am making fire cider, and I'm making a lentil beet green dish. It's a Mediterranean dish that we'll have for lunch later on, and just doing some general stuff.
Get some yogurt made
and just this and that, trying to catch up.
Yeah, that sounds great. I love Mediterranean food. I have to learn more to cook it. So, but this is Russ. Just wanted to say hi. I'm playing with Echo Link. I had never loaded it on my computer, and I just did and thought it'd be fun to see how it worked. I was wondering, am I coming in clear? If you can give me a quick signal report.
You're coming in really well. You sound great. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Just decided to play around and do it. Unfortunately, it's set up my ham shack in the garage, and my children purchased me a heater for the garage. The problem is the heater takes so long to set to warm the place up because I don't have it properly insulated that I decided for the nets and so forth I would just run off the computer until I get my insulation in and get all that sorted out. So that is my goal today. So how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. We thought we would have seen you at the, we were asking about you at the Christmas party. And Terry says, no, I think you went to New Zealand. So did you ever make it there?
We did not leave. We're going flying into Australia at the beginning of March, March 1st, and then we're going to take a 11-day cruise around New Zealand and then come back to Sydney, Australia, and then fly home. But that's not until March. No, I just got caught up with a few things and was not able to make it to the Christmas party. disappointment, my wife and I were very disappointed, but I saw some pictures and everybody looked like they were having a wonderful time.
Yeah, it was nice. It would have been nice to meet your wife too, but maybe in the spring. Oh, you're going to love New Zealand. Not that I would know from personal experience, but last week I was just watching a show where these two guys were traveling around New Zealand and doing all these things, but it is absolutely beautiful. You're going to love it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Our niece has moved down there quite a few years ago, and she got married and has a couple children. And on one of our ports of call, she will be meeting us, so we're going to spend the day with her, and which would be nice because we don't get to see her often. And so we're kind of excited, and I have been doing a lot of research on the computer to see places to explore. I don't go much for the tourist traps, so we're kind of doing our own research, and when we hit the different ports of call on the North and the South Island, we intend to just venture out on our own and see what we can come up with and explore.
Wow, that's a trip of a lifetime. That sounds fantastic. Yeah, you guys like to travel like us. We don't do the tourist traps either. I'm not a shopper, so we get off and just go exploring and see what we can come up with, and usually have a lot of fun that way. No, my trip of a lifetime was always to hike the Inca Trail, but I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not getting any younger, and my knees hurt.
Well, you never know. You might get there. And you and your husband are in great condition, so I think that you guys might do it. Well, I'm going to let you get back in the kitchen. I get the wonderful privilege of spending time with my wife and my oldest daughter this afternoon, so we're kind of looking forward to it, an outing to go to a play and dinner. So we're excited about that. So I'm going to get ready and do that. And great speaking with you. And we'll hope to see you, I think, is it next week, our January meeting?
Yep, day after tomorrow. We will see you there, I assume. And listen, you have a wonderful day today at play, and family sounds perfect. Enjoy yourself. And 7-3, I'm glad you called. Nice to hear from you, Russ. NHDLC.
This is KEHYGV signing off, and wonderful to speak with you, Vicki. You enjoy your afternoon. Thank you. Bye.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta, November.
You know, when you make a transmission, you're supposed to identify your station. T8SEV monitoring. N8WEG, N8WEG, this is Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor. Are you standing by? N8WEG, N8WEG, this is Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor. Are you standing by? Nothing heard. KF8AYL monitoring. N8WEG, N8WEG, Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Vector. Nothing heard. N8WEG, N8WEG, this is Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Vector. Are you around? Nothing heard, Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Vector.
KF8AYL monitoring. KF8AYL monitoring.